T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bobby, let's go through the NFC right here as we're getting ready to look at the Saints for the first time at OTAs. And I want to get your take on where you think the Saints stack up in the NFC. The AFC, we've talked about how top-loaded, how heavy it is, all the powers and all the great quarterbacks, the young quarterbacks in the AFC. But in the NFC, Green Bay's up there, Tampa's up there, Los Angeles. Where would you put the
and
Saints?
And I would say, you know, because you have Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, okay? And then you got Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. But we've had Tom Brady's number. I would say, based on their quarterback play, the 49ers. I think the 49ers could be, I don't want to say hit or miss, but it could make all the difference in the world. That's kind of intriguing what's going to happen with Trey Lance and Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Because Garoppolo has taken that team, or, you know, because they have a good roster. You look at, like, the Chargers roster. You look at the 49ers roster. You look at the Colts roster. I look at the Saints roster. That a lot of it, what level does the quarterback play? Is he playing poorly, or is he playing good, very good, or, like, great? No, because they have the right team. You understand what I'm saying? The Dolphins. The Dolphins have a great team, but what is Tua going to do? So you have, like, the Packers. I would view the Packers. You look how they're trying to solidify the defensive aspect of the game, and then Devontae Adams leaves. He goes to the Raiders to hook up with Derek Carr, his old college teammate with Fresno State. But if the Packers didn't have Aaron Rodgers, would you consider them amongst the best with Jordan Love? Hell no. Okay,
well, that's the common denominator of the three teams I rattled off in Green Bay, Tampa, and Los Angeles is they all three have elite quarterbacks.
Yeah, but Matthew Stafford had the supporting cast.
He does.
With the Rams, not like the Lions. I think Tampa Bay is...
But I think Stafford doesn't get the love that he should.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. No, he's Jared Goff is a good NFL quarterback, a starting NFL quarterback, but he's not on the level of Matthew Stafford. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, he's legit for the Lions, but he's not on Matthew Stafford's level. I mean, it's like, if you look at where the Rams are at, like the roster, where Tampa Bay's at in the Packers, I would still take the Rams. Now, it's hard to repeat and where you're going to be, but I would think right now the weapons and where they're at, I would take the Buccaneers over the Packers. But then if you're looking at the first half dozen, let's say the first handful, I think the Saints are in that number. I think the Saints are, so that would be top five, and all you have to do is make the postseason. I don't know what's going to happen, you know, winning the NFC South, even though they've had the Buccaneers' number. You look at strength of schedule, I'd be extremely disappointed right now if we don't sweep both Carolina and Atlanta, and then you'd have to accept that if you would split with the Bucs. So, I mean, 5-1, you take that every day, year in and year out.
You know what the Saints really have to change this year? They went 3-5 at home last year.
No, we didn't have the dome field advantage. It was like almost LSU Tigers at the box. You remember?
I mean,
this is supposed to be a special place to play. And then all of a sudden, the Christian United taking care of, you know, the home field. Sean Payton is one of the best. That's one thing he's done. The Saints were truly road warriors. You look at a big sample size, over 16 seasons. The Saints were outstanding on the road. You know, good at home and the crowd and all that. But Christian, this is an old saying. Now, this is now they're playing 17 games, the 16 games in the past. It was like, okay, can you go 500 on the road, which would be, you know, you're 4-4, and can you go 6-2 at home? Then you get the double-digit wins, and it should be good enough.
During a Nolan O'Call year, didn't they go 8-0 on the road and 7-1 at home? Something like that? Or,
no, Christian, that's what I'm saying.
7-1, 6-3, something like that?
That's another project we could do. It's like, no, we've actually been just as good, if not better, on the road than we've been in the dome. And you know, you would think that wouldn't be the case. It just shows you how mature and professional our team was. But so you look at Tampa Bay. We talked about Tampa Bay, talk about the Packers, talk about the Rams. Again, I bring up the 49ers. Now, I think Dallas has the right quarterback, the Cowgirls. Like, for instance, I would like Dak Prescott a lot if he was on the 49ers. You know, a supporting cast and what they have. I think Dallas is overrated just because they're Dallas. You know, and I think if you look at the roster, what if you put Dak Prescott on the Eagles and Jalen Hurts on Dallas? Dallas would have no chance. Because I think I like where the Eagles are at roster-wise over the Cowgirls.
But it's so ironic that you say that because Jalen Hurts has the Saints number.
Yes, no, but I'm talking about, look at the whole league.
Yeah, right.
Jalen Hurts, to me, is a better version of Tua. You know, Jalen Hurts has accomplished more with the Eagles than Tua has with the Dolphins. Now, Dak Prescott, I think he's good enough to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback, not necessarily his contract. When you talk about Dak Prescott is right behind the elite of the elite. You know, like when you look at like the Patrick Mahomes. I'm not talking about young guys, not like Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers. So all of a sudden you get to the point where Dak Prescott, no, you can win a Super Bowl with, but he's not in the top six. And you might say best case scenario, okay, he's top 10 or top 12, somewhere on there. So I don't think the quarterback position for Dallas to truly be relevant. I think the Cardinals are overrated. I think we'll have their number. I can't think of
Look how they started last year and faded down
the
stretch.
They were 8-0. I want a 7-0, 7-1 or 8-0, whatever. Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, to me, the Saints have had his number. I'm not worried about the Cardinals. The Eagles, until we beat them, how we match up, I am worried about the Eagles. The Vikings are one of those teams. I think Kirk Cousins could be a winner and go to the playoffs, kind of like Ryan. No, I'm not saying you're winning a Super Bowl, but still be good enough production-wise.
Well, he's beat the Saints in the postseason.
Yeah, or like a Ryan Tannehill. You know, but that doesn't mean you're going to win anything. So the Vikings not looking maybe in a different direction. So when I look at the Saints, Christian, okay, so when you look at the wild card situation, what is the total? Help us out, Charlie. Like NFC, AFC, like
seven from each.
Seven? Hell yeah, the Saints are in seven. Now, we might be 6 or 7, but we're in that number. No, Chris, I don't think the Saints are in the top three. I would say best case scenario, the stars are aligned number 4, but I would say more realistically 5, 6, or 7.
I agree with you. I had my hand up at 5.
Yeah, that's not being a homer. I think just being realistic.
I think they're better than the Vikings, Bears, and Lions. I think they're better than the Eagles, Commanders, and Giants.
But I don't know, Christian. We haven't beaten the Eagles. But we got smacked.
I'm not saying they're going to beat them. Oh, okay. I think they're better overall.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And I think they're certainly better than the Falcons and Carolina Panthers. By the way, did you see the buzz that Cam Newton might be back on his way to Carolina?
Because there's not enough quarterbacks. I'm telling you, Christian, the league is so desperate. There's 32 teams, and there's never 32 starting quarterbacks. They might be, I tell you this all the time, at most, there's like 20 to 22. So you got a dozen or a couple of handful of teams that are always looking, okay, we're going to go with this guy, but who's the next guy? So that's where Carolina's at right now. And Cam Newton's looking like, man, I can hang with Sam Darnold. The bottom line is what production you're going to get. And then they just drafted a young quarterback.
He's Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.